Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At 4 o'clock right here on Grant and Danny, we've got tickets to see Bert Kreischer when he comes to the D.C. area this winter. Everybody trying to get their hands on his show. Well, we got tickets for you today on G&D right here at 4 o'clock. NBC Sports Edge ranked all of the front offices in the National Football League 1 to 32 in the way of decision-making, vision, you know, the execution of their plan. And at 26, if you scroll all the way down toward the bottom handful of teams, you'll find Washington's GM tandem. They list Rivera and Mayhew. You know, other teams where you have a defined general manager, Ryan Poles of the Bears, Scott Fitterer of the Panthers, Omar Khan Steelers, Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah of the Vikings. Now you get the, you know, the one name. But in D.C., it's never quite that easy now, is it?
Nope.
So it's Rivera slash Mayhew. I actually think they should have another slash with Herney in there because he's very involved in what they do. But here is what NBC Sports Edge and Patrick Daugherty wrote. They said, one reason this front office's big ideas haven't worked is they haven't had any. I don't agree with that, by the way. Like, that's a nice zing, and it sounds good, and you could do a pull-out quote on that. But the idea that they haven't had ideas is silly. Their ideas haven't worked, but they traded for Carson Wentz. That was a big idea. They went and acquired Ryan Fitzpatrick. That was a pretty substantial idea. Even this offseason of going with Sam Howell, Danny, that's an idea. Yeah. They've had lots of ideas.
Right. I think it's, again, as you said, good zing. We can all high-five. Doesn't mean I'm defending them, though. I think they're terrible at this. I think they should be replaced ASAP.
I'm just saying that quote specifically.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
The idea that they've been short on ideas, I think that that's wrong.
Yeah, I think they've had misguided ideas, but they've absolutely tried things.
Next zing here, again, pretty anti-Rivera Mayhew. Tampering, allegedly, with Andrew Luck is as creative as it has gotten in Washington during Rivera's reign as football czar. Well, as we talked about last segment, they supposedly didn't tamper, and I don't know that that's the most creative thing that they've done anyway, but I digress. I'll continue to read here. To make matters worse, the can't-miss defender missed. Chase Young had the looks of the next great pass rusher until tearing his ACL. Now he's appeared in just 11 games in two seasons and had his fifth-year team option declined. That's a hardship, but not enough to explain Rivera's squad being stuck in the 7-win zone. I don't think that's unfair. I mean, Chase Young was can't miss, and so far, that has been a miss. And he has only played in the 11 games, and the 11 games haven't been overly productive. That's a massive blemish on this front office's tenure.
Because that asset, the number two overall pick, needs to be converted to something special, whether that's one player or multiple players via trade. And neither happened, right? It turned out to be what so far has been a disappointment. The book isn't written. There's still a chance for a turnaround. But how many of you are betting on that? I know I'm certainly not.
Rivera has done a reasonably good job populating the defensive side of the ball, while the offense, admittedly, has playmakers. There just isn't the high-end talent to put the operations over the top. With no quarterback and a new owner coming in 2023, Rivera is going to have to revisit his 12-13 win heights of the Cam Newton years to have any shot of retaining his job for 2024. My initial reaction to that is I think he could absolutely keep his job without getting to 12 wins. That would cement that he returns. But a 10-7 season where they won a playoff game, an 11-6 season even where they lost a playoff game, I think would then be very much debatable as to what you do with Ron Rivera. But big picture, 26th out of 32 here for Rivera and Mayhew. What do you make of the synopsis?
I think, you know, my own bias aside here, I think that's probably a pretty appropriate ranking. My instinct is to say lower than that, but that's probably being unfair but just because I follow this thing so closely. But yeah, that's about right. Again, it's not a correct structure. This is a very simple thing. You have a guy that's never been in charge of everything before who's in charge of everything, and it's proven to be too much for him at many times over. Ron Rivera is a good dude. He was a great focal point and shepherd through an unbelievable tempest, everything from COVID to social unrest and everything that happened in 2020. I could not think of a better person league-wide to have kind of gotten the team through all of the adversity that they went through with flying colors, and it was great. But then you sort of realize there's not the next step. Where is it? Have they gotten better? How much better are they than they were a couple years ago when they put a garbage schedule and were able to be at the top of a terrible division? The division ain't going to be terrible this year, and their schedule is more challenging. They'll be in the same bucket.
So before we move on to kind of discussing this front office in more detail, you had suggested maybe they should be lower than 26 out of 32. I want to give you the teams that are lower. You tell me who you'd move ahead of them. All right. 27th, right behind them, is the Panthers and GM Scott Fitterer. And it's been a pretty big mess for him.
Pretty bad.
Matt Rhule, that went sideways. They did trade up, and now they have Bryce Young. So I'd make the case that they are now in a way better position than Washington because they probably got their quarterback of the future. And they made the move that the Commanders haven't been able to go up the board and get the QB. But can you really say Fitterer in Carolina has done a better job than these guys have? I think that's a hard argument to make.
I don't think you could say that.
All right, how about the Raiders? Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels coming off of the fiasco that was last year. They had a huge offseason, by the way, a year ago. Then they went into the year, huge disappointment. They have since tried to reload with Jimmy Garoppolo and Jacoby Myers trying to get in the Patriots band back together. This is after they made the big trade for Davante Adams, and now Derek Carr is out. What do you think of Ziegler, McDaniels, as opposed to the Washington?
I don't think much of them either.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. If Ziegler actually had autonomy over Josh McDaniels, I'd feel a little bit better about that situation, but I don't. I still feel like everyone kowtows to McDaniels. They were hired together. They're buddies. That's a bad situation.
The last one here, I guess there's two more. The Broncos, and they gave Russell Wilson that unbelievable extension that blew up in their face.
So that's the one that nobody's going to – you're going to be stunned that I'm saying this. They went all in on a quarterback. They tried to get a superstar quarterback. It failed. I'll take their roster building over the last several years over Washington's. They took a swing at quarterback and it missed. That's a glaring blemish. It's a huge negative. It's bad. I know it's bad. And it can't – I'm not telling you they're a top 10 organization in terms of how they run things. But I would take the Broncos, even with that glaring blemish, and they're stuck with Russell Wilson, over a couple other items, including
you know what I like about them is they are what I call team get bleep done. Like, they want something, yep, they do it. They wanted Russell Wilson, they went and made the trade. They wanted Sean Payton, they got him. They make things happen, which I enjoy. I think that that's what good front offices do. They were wrong on Russell Wilson.
They were wrong,
set,
yeah,
them back. I like that they went and got Mike McGlinchey. Ben Powers at guard is really good. Zach Allen, the D-tackle, I think that'll pay off. I'm not necessarily of the belief that, you know, Russell Wilson's going to rebound, but they made a lot of small moves that are going to help. And, yeah, I agree with you. If I had to choose between their front office or Washington's, I would take theirs. The other one here is the Texans.
And that's a disaster.
Nick Caserio, who is, that's the worst front office in football.
One of the worst in all of sports.
I don't know how that guy still has a job.
I don't either.
I like the D'Amico Ryans hiring finally, but you know, you get hired there to get fired in a year. Ask David Culley or Lovie Smith.
Yeah, and there are two first-time GMs that we don't know anything about yet, Rand Carthen in Tennessee and Monty Ossenfort in Arizona.
And that's kind of my point is I think 26 is probably fair.
It's probably about right.
I think that's where they should be at this point. But there is a larger conversation to have on Rivera and Mayhew and Marty Herney now, which is, as we look ahead to the 2023 season coming up, it isn't a secret that you're out on this group.
Right.
I'm not nearly as adamant as you are that they all have to be gone. I am in wait-and-see mode, but I am very skeptical. I would say I'm dubious that this is the crew that's going to get this thing right, and I look forward after this season to the possibility of a legitimate GM being hired who hires a new head coach who picks their quarterback. I think that that's going to be really exciting. But the difference is I'm leaving the door open to them figuring this out. They've done enough, in my opinion, set themselves up foundationally as kind of a mediocre team, that if they're able to make a big jump forward here and Howell plays really well, all of a sudden I could see them hanging for another few seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we disagree. But I just wanted to open up the phones and the MGM National Harbor listener lines for people at 800-636-1067, because I want to ask this question, Danny. Give us a reason to believe in this front office. Like, do you still have hope that these guys can get this thing right? Do you still have any confidence in Rivera and the Marty Party? And if so, where does it come from? And what would you say to someone who doesn't, if you're trying to convince Danny or me that in 3 years these guys will all be here, this team's knocking on the door of a Super Bowl, and all they needed was more time? Make that case for me. 800-636-1067.
The best way to do it is if they're right about Sam Howell. I mean, I hate to oversimplify it, but that's, if he makes you right, it doesn't really matter. People aren't going to remember how they stumbled into it, how they fell backwards, sideways, hit every branch on the way down, and landed in the sweet, soft, warm pool of Sam Howell goodness. That'd be the only way it works. I mean, never mind, they stubbed their toe into it, right? That they were going to play Taylor Heinicke, and they couldn't wait to play Carson Wentz. They went after him. They didn't know what they had. Then they claimed they did, and the whole thing was a PR mess. Doesn't matter. If he's good, that solves pretty much everything. I'm not even talking about great. I mean good. Like, league average or above, 17, 18th ranked starter in the NFL next year for a roster that's actually pretty decent in some areas.
To that point, I was thinking about this at lunch today. If he plays good ball, and let's just say, while not quite cementing himself as the answer, shows enough that you think, this could be something. We could have the gift of the rookie on the first contract, mm-hmm, at quarterback, making no money. He could save their bacon. Not because he's good, but because you want to see more. Like, if he right. goes out and throws 20 touchdowns with 11 interceptions, and even if they went, I wonder if there's a future where, like, if they went 8-9 as an example and didn't make the playoffs, I'm Josh Harris, I'm starting over, and I'm firing everyone. But if Howell shows enough, I wonder if there's anything to feeling like, well, if I go get another coach, maybe he doesn't mesh with this guy, maybe, you know, a new head coach doesn't want to deal with this guy, and I actually think he could play. Like, what if Josh Harris ends up really liking Sam Howell, thinking he can do it, and because of that, he has to stick with this other group, even if their results aren't great, because he thinks that's the best way forward for Howell. That's a possibility.
It totally is, and that to me is the window. Like, if, with all due respect, if Andrew Wiley plays pretty decent, or if Nick Gates starts 14 games at center, that doesn't save anybody. That doesn't change anything. It's really about, don't worry about how we got here. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Carson Wentz, nonsense, ridiculousness, terrible plan, no idea what we're doing, seat of our pants, pretending we're roster building now. Forget about all that, how we got here. We found one, right? We found one. And again, he doesn't even have to be great. If he's good enough, I think you put it very well, that you'd like to see more, that we're not ready to just to bench him and go with the veteran who's going to hand it off and check
but
it down.
But answer this for
That's
me.
A big deal.
Is there I want to see more of Sam Howell, but I'm going to move on from this group and bring someone else in that makes sense? Because you know how damaging yeah. that can be to development. Like, if you're intrigued by Howell at all,
tough needle to thread, right?
It almost feels like you've got to keep him with Bienemy, and you've got to continue the whatever that momentum is. But it's just hard to give this group a fifth year if they don't have a winning season and make the playoffs this year. But if we all agree the most important thing is quarterback,
mm-hmm,
and the best thing that can possibly come out of the quarterback room is a rookie contract QB making no money, and you're not sure yet, but it looks like maybe you have that, is it worth continuing to walk down that path with Ron and the Martys for another season to find out? Or can you say, I like Hal, I don't think these other guys are good enough, we're going to keep Sam, the next coach is going to have to inherit him and give him a shot.
Third system in 3 years for a kid. I mean, just, you're basically saying, hey, you're not going to succeed, but we kind of like you. Good luck. I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate new coach inheriting quarterback. So you're right. That is a tough needle to thread right there. The only way I can see
it. That's what I'm saying. If he's not, like, if he shows anything, maybe it's enough to keep Ron around.
Here is the scenario. Again, we're talking about ridiculous, you know,
I'm talking
endless
myself
permutations.
Into why Ron
I know.
Did this, by the way.
I know.
Maybe this was Ron's whole master plan of why they went with Sam Howell, because if he's decent, Now, even if we're 8-9, I go to the owner and I go, look, this guy's on the brink, man.
Yeah,
One more year of this guy.
I'm
10
a huge,
wins.
Huge believer in that. This is a PR sort of self-serving motivated thing. I've thought that from the beginning. It's why they announced it 48 seconds after the final game. You don't worry about what happened before. We got one. Like, that's what they're trying to go for. But we're playing permutations here. He's decent enough talking about Hal. He's fine. I wonder if then Harris is able to come in and go, hey, this structure sucks. We're not doing that. It's nonsense. We're never, ever doing this again as long as I'm the owner. We're getting a real GM. Your buddies, they can stay on in different roles, but we're having someone that's in charge of all of you guys. You're just the coach. Ron, do you accept the demotion? And he's like, my thing about it, my feet are where my head is and draw me a map. No, I'm not doing that. Then maybe the thing that everyone's always talking about is Eric Bieniemy gets the bump up. And now you don't have to have a different system for Sam Howell. I wonder that. Or if Rivera accepts the demotion as just the coach and you get a real GM and you're able to keep Bieniemy in the same system.
Maybe that's the path to the Bieniemy head coaching job, which I keep saying is not a thing, is if Howell shows a lot or enough that they really like him, but they don't want to continue with this front office or Ron, that maybe that's where you say there's continuity in the offensive side of the ball if you either keep Bieniemy as the OC with the next head coach, or maybe even he gets that interview that people have been suggesting could be coming. Question for you guys is, NBC ranked the front office here 26th out of 32. Give us a reason to continue to believe in this group. After 3 years without a winning season, do you still have faith in them? And if you were to make the case for why they could get right, what would it sound like? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.